At 13 to 7, better quickly go to the football desk because it is a big one. Liverpool v Crystal Palace.
Bossy, 87 minutes into the game. Crystal Palace scored first. They led 1-0 at half-time. Liverpool did reply with a goal themselves, but not before Nunez was sent off. And I just saw the incident too. I saw a replay of the incident. Garbage. It was simulation from the play. One of the Crystal Palace players just fell over. And you get red card. There's no recourse in soccer. Off, you know, no video going. No, he didn't touch him.
We have a decision.
One all.
Now, for RSEA Safety, their end of season is, their sale is on right now. RSEA Safety, you'll see the logo sort of everywhere. Once you know the name, it's not just about protective gear. It's everywhere on work sites and what have you. Great company, RSEA Safety. You can get in their sale now. Now, the grief, the outpouring of grief to the tragic death of Paul Green last week. Jonathan Thurston was a person that many people wanted to hear from in the hours after it came to light that Greeny had died. And as we learnt, it being Thursday, Jonathan Thurston had made his way to Sydney to call the Thursday night game. And on landing, having heard of what had happened, flew back home in no condition to work and obviously to be in direct contact with the family. Now, last night, I mean, we're days on, Jonathan Thurston was on Channel 9 and trying to put into words how he is dealing with and the events of last week with the death of Paul Green.
The rollercoaster of emotions, it's hard. I'm sad, I'm angry, you know, I think of Amanda and the kids, and I just... breaks my heart. Got off the plane in Sydney and my phone just blew up. And the godfather of my kids, it's one of Greeny's best mates, that called me and I spoke to him. I couldn't believe it. When I got on a flight back home, I just needed to be around family. And even Gavin Cooper spoke to him the night before. Going a checkup, see how he was. You know, it was Jetty's birthday and... it's just come out of nowhere. You know, he's starting to get his foot back in the door with a couple of clubs as well. So I don't know. It's hard to comprehend. He was still like the rock for everyone else. You know, like you were saying, you know, give me a call if you need a chat. You know, you've got so much to live for. You know, you've got health, family, kids. It's just... it just doesn't make sense. They love bringing people together.
Jonathan Thurston, like we've rarely heard there, and has obviously cried many tears since last week. But he also said, "Look, anger, confusion, all of those things."
I'm sure everyone very close to Paul Green would feel the same, Vossie. Trying to work out why. That's. Yeah, it'd be a common theme.
That is a really tough one there. By the way, Michelle Bishop not with us today for the sports update, so we'll be handling things on the three-quarter hour. There is some other sport this morning. Cameron Smith. Mm. Now, we're being told he has a hip injury and is out of the BMW Championship. His manager's saying to rest for the remainder of the FedEx Cup. Now,
because there's three events that, so they cut the 125 to 70 for the BMW, which starts on Thursday or Friday, Vossie, and then they cut it to 30 for the Tour Championship. Now, Cameron Smith at the moment sits third on the FedEx Cup rankings. So even if he doesn't play the BMW, I would think he would still qualify for the Tour Championship, which is the best 30 golfers.
Well, I'm going to say, in a morning where we are weeding out the BS.
You reckon?
Oh, mate. To me, the cynics would say, and there's a fair bit of cynic in me on this one, and I've got no dramas if Cameron Smith goes to live golf, to be quite honest, but this to me is, if I don't need to play this week, I don't need to be doing any interviews or be in a position where people are going to ask me and hammer me again. So I'm sitting out this week.
Yeah, because he copped it from the crowd.
He copped it. Yeah, he copped it from the crowd. Like, so who's going to put themselves in that position?
Yeah, if you don't have to.
So I'm calling.
I know he's
BS on the version.
He's chasing the 18 million, but if you don't have to.
Yeah.
18 millions.
Yeah, I reckon my hip's worse than Cameron Smith's.
So you're BSing it.
I'm BSing the Cameron Smith hip story.
Well, I think that's outrageous.
That did you?
Yes.
You can say, well, that's why you're not in the leadership. So you can't, you don't have a good BS detector. It is 8 minutes to seven. Tom Petrovsky, he will be the first person in this hour, the first hour of the program, probably to talk any sense and the truth. Tom Petrovsky in just a moment. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.